Our gospel today is from the Gospel of John, chapter 8, beginning with verse 31. Glory to you, O Lord. Then Jesus said to the religious leaders who had believed in him, "If you continue in my word, you will be my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." They answered him, "We are children of Abraham. We have never been slaves to anyone. What do you mean when you say you will be made free?" Jesus answered them, "Everyone who sins is a slave to sin. And a slave does not have a permanent place in the household, but the Son has a place there forever. If the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed." This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. Would like to invite the children to head out to the comfy chairs out there for Word for Children. Hannah Jansen will be reading. Hannah, what's your book today?
Elfwin's Saga.
What?
It's on the screen.
Elfwin's
Saga.
Oh, they're Elfwin's Saga. Can somebody else preach the sermon? I'm curious. No. Yeah, they're going to hear that book, and then also hear the story that we just heard in a little simpler version so they can have some conversation about it. Today's gospel, Jesus is talking about being a disciple, continuing the word, knowing the truth, and being set free. And in a few minutes, we'll be gathering around the baptismal font, or at least some folks will be gathering, the rest of you will be watching. But in a sense, we all gather around there. And there will be some promises made by the parents and sponsors and us to support Chase Baker in growing up in the faith so that he may have every opportunity to continue in the Word, and to be set free and to live life as we know it. As he grows, well, I'm going to introduce a metaphor. It's sort of like, imagine that faith is a car. And what's going to happen in a few minutes is that the parents and sponsors and we are agreeing to carry Chase in the car of faith. And for a long time, the drivers of that car will be Angela and Peter and the other folks that are kind of mentors and taking him around because he's just a baby. He doesn't know how to drive a car. But at some point, if we do a good job, he'll get to know that car really well. When I think back to my first experience of driving a motorized vehicle, it was actually at this place called Six Flags in Dallas, Texas. Have you all heard of Six Flags? There are several around the country. It's an amusement park, I guess sort of like Callaway Park. And one of the rides there, actually they had two versions of this, was a thing where you could sit in a car and drive. There's an accelerator. I don't know if there's a brake or not. I think there was an accelerator. When you let up the accelerator, it stopped. And it was, I mean, these were small cars. There was room for an adult and a kid. And you had this sensation of driving because you got to steer and you got to, if you didn't push the gas pedal, then you didn't go. And so you got to have this experience of driving. But I don't know if I realized it the first time I did it, but certainly eventually I realized that there was this guide right down the middle of the road. I mean, there was no way that I could run off into the road, hit a tree, run into another car, anything, because no matter, I mean, I could steer some, but not, I wasn't really driving. It's kind of like that. As Chase grows up, there will be opportunities to try things out, but we're gathered around and helping guide and making sure nothing goes wrong. In a few minutes after that, Isaac and Max are going to confirm their faith. And it's sort of like they're going to be taking the keys of the car. In the day's gospel, again, Jesus is talking about being disciples and continuing the word, what it looks like to live a life of faith. And sometimes I think that we as humans get stuck on these little kiddie rides where we think we know how to steer and we think we're driving our lives, but actually we're stuck on one of those things, one of those rides where there's something else that's guiding us, and we have the illusion of control, but don't. Now you may think, well, I haven't been on one of those rides in 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years. But those rides that we tend to kind of get sucked into have names like greed and pursuit of money, pursuit of power, pursuit of fame. It's like these rides where we go, this is what I'm going to give my life to because it seems to promise everything I want. And so the ride, the kiddie ride for power, for money and riches, there's a big line on that one. So clearly, that's one that's really popular. And when we get on that ride, we go, this is what life is all about, and I'm in control, and I'm doing what I want to. But the truth is, there's one place that leads. And no matter how much money you make, it will eventually fail you, and you'll find out that it is bankrupt. If you give your life to the pursuit of money, it's like getting stuck on a ride where you're trapped. And though you think you have the illusion, your experience is all you can do is keep driving and keep driving harder and faster, and you never actually get there. Of course, there's other names for rides. One is, an easy one is alcohol, easy in the sense of we can identify it, or the more familiar addictions that we have, to alcohol or to drugs or to food. We know that people that are addicted, they really are trapped. And though they're making decisions in their life, they are on a path that actually leads to death as opposed to leading to life. Here's the tricky part, though, is almost anything, even something as pure and glorious as hockey, can trap you. Anything, things that are good, family. If you are so obsessed with your family, it actually can trap you. That's what's so seductive about sin and the slavery it wants to pull us into, is that anything, as soon as we make that the thing, as long as it's not God, then it's a form of sin, and it's also a form of idolatry. And we get trapped by that. The good news is that we have the opportunity to be free. Any moment, we can hop off that ride and go, holy smokes, what was I thinking? Put our gaze back on God, step right outside that ride, and hop into the car of life with Jesus, the car of faith. Oh, it's a beautiful car. It's a car that'll take you to all the great expanses of the kingdom. Its structure is things like laws and rules, the Ten Commandments. You have to have good bones to a car for it to hold together. But the outside, glimmering, beautiful body of grace. It is so wonderful to look at and to experience and to touch and feel. Oh, and then you get inside and that thing, it's powered by the Holy Spirit, got that powerful engine of love. It goes to places that you just want to be, places like joy and peace and grace and love and patience, the best things in life. That's where the car of faith, where trust, where being a disciple of Jesus takes you. It takes you in service of others, of making a real difference in the world, knowing that your life has meaning. This is the car that we're going to give you keys to. You're finishing up confirmation. And it's sort of like you've been in driver's, what do you call it, driver's ed? Driver's ed. Have y'all completed that? Nope. I know you've been driving. I've had to dive out of the way a few times in the parking lot. No, he came in, it's like, oh, that was Isaac, and everything seemed fine. But it's like, yeah, the last thing we do in this preparation is confirmation. We kind of give you the basics of, it's sort of like giving you the basics of how to drive the car. We talk about the Ten Commandments, the Lord's Prayer, the Apostles' Creed, the New Testament, the Old Testament, talk about baptism, communion, these gifts that God has given us. And it really equips you, just the basics on how to drive the car. But it's only the beginning. Because now as you take responsibility for your faith, for your spiritual journey, you get the privilege of driving in that car and going places. I have to pause because when we think of cars, we think of geographical places, going down roads. The place where this car takes you, though, it may be all around the world. It may just be right down the street. But it takes you into the best experiences of life, and it gives you life. And as long as you allow Jesus to ride shotgun, so to speak, continue in the Word, and trust in God, then you are truly free. And I wish I could tell you that that's guaranteed, but I know it's not. We have things that, baubles that catch our eye, and it's amazing how one day you'll wake up and you'll go, oh no, I've been on a kiddie ride again. I gave my life to something else. It's time for me to renew my trust, to claim my baptism, to live as a disciple of Jesus. This is the possibility of your life. This is the life that Jesus invites you into. Being a Christian, being a disciple is a way of life, and it's a relationship. As we give you the keys to the car, I invite you to begin your journey. All right, it's kind of a continuous because your parents and others have been driving you around for a while. But now you get the chance to go and in Jesus' name, give your life away to serve and love and encourage, to make a difference in the world so that others, when they see the way that you live, may know that there is more to life than these things that we get sucked in by. Have a great journey. Amen.